Não me acordo nada.
I can hear the sound of the fire.
Stop.
Well, now there's only two people on the podcast.
Sucks, right?
And if this is the intro, Lewis hates us, so he decided not to do it. But he's gonna do it again. The song is tight. Gina sent this.
Ooh. I like it. Ooh. Octave. Stop. Thanks. All right. Well, how's it going, guys? Welcome to the first untitled mixtape under quarantine.
Quarantine edition.
Quarantine edition. Of course, I hope everyone is having a good day. I hope everyone is staying safe out there during these trying times. You're staying home. If you're an essential worker, shout out. Good for you guys.
Be safe.
Yeah, be safe. People crazy out there, honestly.
I know, there's no more flour.
Yeah, well, that sucks. That sucks.
I guess it's crazy essential, even though I just want to make some chicken.
As you noticed, you haven't heard the lovely Lewis interrupt me or get crazy. It's because he's not joining us today. He's down in the valley, so
he quit the podcast.
He quit.
No, he's gonna be here. He's gonna be here next one. He's just he's busy.
Yes, and they're gonna be more up to date, mainly because since we're not doing anything and we're at home, it's probably gonna be easier to record them in a more like current situation. So yeah, I just thought we'd do an episode just the two of us, just to keep up with the schedule and to just talk about, you know, general things and music,
general
of course.
Yeah.
I might leave a little snippet inside of Honey Pie. Shout out to Gina, right?
Yeah.
For
thanks Gina
that.
for recommending and responding.
That's
to my
song's dope.
Instagram.
The song's dope.
Story.
It's dope. Yeah. So yeah. I think the last episode that posted was the monthly mixtape. I didn't put a month on it, mainly because that episode's been sitting there for like 3 weeks. And because of the quarantine and like us moving and like, oh God, like us moving, cause Lorenzo and I have moved. We all moved. We left the house.
And unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But, we couldn't have left at a better time, honestly.
Yeah. For
real. Cause like, I think it was like the day after it was announced that we had to do quarantine and stuff like that, which is just crazy.
And, yes.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, there's always the future. I Alicia and I are looking for houses to purchase, in like 6 months, and we'll probably have you sleep in like the garage, which
sounds
is
good.
But,
I'll just guard the garage with Ringer.
How's quarantine going?
Being somebody who like loves doing like playing computer games, it's been okay. It's not bad. And like being introverted, where like if you don't know me, even though whatever, I'm pretty introverted. I get really tired. I get a lot of energy drained just by going outside.
Mm-hmm.
So being inside has been cool because like I'm just like kicking it. I'm like watching YouTube videos or I'm streaming. By the way, twitch.tv/lrnzo78.
Yeah, support.
Yeah, I'm streaming. Come by, ask me questions. But it's been fun. It's been cool seeing Rengar all the time.
Yeah,
and watching like catching up on Netflix videos and stuff.
I think that's one thing is that I've seen Tracer more than I probably ever seen her at the other house because I've been coming back, and I get to spend more time with her and Alicia, of course. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the quarantine has that effect. So. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Yeah. But
how about you? What you been up to? Just that,
dude. I've been playing so many video games.
God, all I see is stupid Animal Crossing. Not that it's really stupid. I'm just mad. At
oh, I love we're loving Animal Crossing. Like that's all we play, honestly. And shouts out to Tom Nook. I don't have to owe him a single goddamn cent because I paid off my house loan like completely.
Hey.
Huh?
sick.
Huh? Curse. That's not a curse. It's a curse. Okay. Alicia's telling me that that's a curse, so I'll bleep it out in the thing. But I played Doom Eternal. I beat it.
Oh, snap.
I bought Resident Evil 3. I'm about to beat it. Like, legit.
Oh my god, I've just been watching Afro Ninja.
Yeah, oh, Afro's so good.
He hates the game so much.
If anyone wants to watch like real, like pure gaming gameplay, it's Afro Ninja. He's so funny.
His reactions to things are so genuine.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so funny. He's like a nice chill guy, but anything that like he feels something, he'll bring it to like where he feels it, and it's cool to watch somebody play like that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, watch him at your own discretion, I guess, because he's still kind of like raunchy, but he bleeps out his curse words. He's really funny. But
that's great.
I bought Persona 5 Royal.
Oh my god!
So that's about to start again. Start up again. It's added so much more, so I'm gonna be in that. And then Final Fantasy 7 comes out on the 10th, and I have that pre-ordered, and I'm in it. Oh my lord, I was thinking of streaming, but I think I'm just gonna stick to YouTube just to do that again. But yeah, that's all I've been doing, dude. And I've been working still working here, so
at the shop.
Yeah, and I'll be working at the school again.
I visited the shop and I like had a mask, hoodie, hat, everything. And then I walk in and Vaughn's like, "Hey, Leonardo." I was like, "Wow, okay. My whole face is practically covered."
It's your stature, bro. You got that dancer stature.
He's dancing in? I know who this is.
So I guess I'll get the question out of the way now. We actually got a question from So Much Paul.
Cool. I also have a question.
Sweet. And so he says, "When are we getting another genre-specific special like the punk one?"
Ooh. we'll probably schedule on that one soon, because we haven't done one in a while. We just like been a bit busy. Danko and I have been moving.
Yeah.
So now that everything's a little more settled down, we can definitely get back into that.
Yeah, I think I really want, like, I don't know. I think I'll call it the 101 series, like I did with Punk, because I call it Punk 101, Punk 102. I don't know. I would want to do a genre where everyone would be down to do. I mean, I guess we're all down for all kinds of genres.
Yeah.
But like, I want to do like something that will be more than two parts. But nah, two parts is fine. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
But it's coming. It's coming soon. Everything's settled down. We're down to dive deep into another genre.
Hell yeah! And what was your question?
I got two questions.
Holy crap. Yeah.
One's from the other person living in your room. It's from Alicia.
Oh, okay.
She says, "Music for when you feel nervous." I actually have a playlist called "It's Okay."
Oh yeah.
It's a lot of like sad songs, but I'm a strong, firm believer of if you're feeling at the moment, you need to feel it, because like I'm not down to like keep it down. I'm down to keep it down like where nobody needs to see it, but when I am feeling nervous, I have, or feeling anxious, I have like some calming songs, like Same Drugs by Chance the Rapper, which is a little sad. It's a kind of sad song, but something about it where he's like, you know, we're not at that same place anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is good. I listen to Self Control by Frank Ocean. A little crying there, but It definitely makes me feel better after I fully feel what I'm going through.
Yeah. That's good. So the playlist, you have a playlist for this, right?
Yeah, I have a playlist called It's Okay.
I want it. I listen, I had a playlist that I listened to. It's actually made by Spotify. It's called, what is it? Goldies but Oldies, I think.
My dad had a CD, and he left it accidentally in my my CD case.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Like I like a lot of oldies because of that CD. I keep wanting to say mixtape.
I mean,
it's not that old.
It's technically a mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oldies But Goldies is what it's called. It's just classics.
Yeah. Something about like those old sounds and I can't remember the song, but it's in it's the song that they're singing on the ice rink of Happy Gilmore.
Mm.
That's a song I really love to relax to. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Is it the
Endless Love? My Endless Love.
Oh, by Lionel Richie.
Yeah. I love that song a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good song.
That's a great song to like scream out your feelings to and like relax with.
Yes.
Very, very good sounds.
I think all oldies are really good to listen to like not feel nervous anymore.
Yeah.
Just to, like the concept of it. And when it came out, everything was like love mm-hmm. songs or chill. And like Alicia and I have actually been watching movies from like the 1930s.
Oh yeah, you guys watch King Kong, yeah?
Yeah, we watched King Kong. I wouldn't call that like one of the ones that I felt relaxed watching, because that movie is really brutal, honestly. Like someone was dying every second. But we watched even Nosferatu, but Nosferatu was actually pretty cool. Like love movies back in the 30s, like we watched It Happen One Night, and it's now immediately my favorite movie of all time. It's just like those kind of movies paired with like the music that came out is like really relaxing. Not King Kong though. Don't watch King Kong to expect something cool, because
expect something relaxing.
The love story is like 20 seconds out of the like hour and 30 minutes of people getting killed. So don't watch that thinking it's good. But yeah. So thanks for the question.
Oh, we got I got an album suggestion. We'll probably get to this another time, Andres, but thank you. It's Kid Crow, Conan Gray. Or Ooh. The album's called Kid Crow and the artist is Conan Gray.
I'll make sure to save that.
I feel like somebody showed me this before. Maybe it was Andres. Oh no. My friend Albert showed me this. Oh yeah, The Story.
Kid Crow.
Yeah, I've listened to The Story, and it's I think it's about like a guy who's in love with another guy, and he doesn't want to be judged about it.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. But
I'm saving it. Oh, it's new too.
Yeah.
That's all me. See, that's the thing, is like my endeavor of finding new music has stopped ever since like the whole COVID stuff, because I've just been like, oh, I'll get to it later. And I lost my headphones during the move.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I just found them yesterday, but for like 2 weeks, I didn't have my headphones. So it's just like, oh, God. Like, I haven't listened to music. But I did listen to, the one thing I did listen to that I really loved was Thundercat's new album.
Oh, man. Thundercat is funny.
Yeah, he is super funny, but It Is What It is the name of the album. And it's super dope. Childish Gambino's on it. Ty Dolla $ign, Lil B, Steve Lacy, Lewis Cole, like a bunch of people are on it. Like, and it was crap. Amazing.
Steve Lacy and Childish on the same song is kind of nuts.
It's a good song too. Yeah, Zach Fox is on it, of course. But he's not like Joker. Like, he's not joking over it.
Oh, he's not.
No, not at all.
Oh, what the heck? I gotta listen to this.
My favorite song on there is Dragon Ball Durag. It's so jammy. It's so fun. The entire album is so great. I love it to death. And I recommend it highly. And that's,
oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm listening to Dragon Ball Durag.
It, like, right off the Ooh. Bat, it sounds yeah. really good. Here, I'll play a little snippet of it. That'll catch through the recording, since we can do that. Ooh, see, right, I just listened to 1 second of it, and it was amazing. So
yeah, I played it, and then I skipped to the middle. I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god,
this sounds tight.
Here, so everyone can listen to like a little snippet of it. Oh my gosh.
This song is so tight.
Yes. And that entire album, like, is just that kind of vibe the whole way through. And it's so fun to listen to.
Did you listen to After Hours?
I did. Yeah.
It's way more fun. I actually really like this album.
Lewis and I, shout out to you for showing up to the chit show recording, but we talked about it on the chit show, and I kind of explained it because they hadn't listened to it yet. Okay. So I can want to talk to you about it. It's like 100% the Weeknd, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's the Weeknd probably at his prime. I think it's better than Starboy.
Agreed.
Mainly because I explained it of, like, he's out of his ego, you know? He's not in that, like, childish, like, oh, yeah, I could, you know, make out with any girl ever in the world. Like, that's all his albums have been for the past, like, forever, since the beginning. And he, I just feel like he's more mature in this.
I feel like I like that he left the trap soul type beats.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as, it's not, okay, there, I mean, it is a bit, but it's not as, like, crazy. Like, I feel like he's found some better sounds to to go along with.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, fine. I listened to it on stream, and I was like, dang, I like these sounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear him to other music.
He took, like, the best parts of Starboy and, made it more improved on After Hours, like, especially like the beats and stuff.
Yes.
And, like, Daft Punk honestly, like, carried that album, like, Starboy for me, because having Daft Punk on the album to, like, produce a lot of it is, like, you got Daft Punk to produce, like, it's immediately good, because Daft Punk is amazing. They're amazing, like, electronic group. And, like, but he was like, I don't need Daft Punk anymore. And then he did his own thing, and, like, After Hours was really fun to listen to. I liked it a lot.
I agree. And I think it was great.
And it's not childish. Like, I don't think I heard one thirsty. I think I heard, like one, but I didn't hear the entire album him being thirsty the whole time, which I'm all for. Cause that's all he's about. But
yeah,
it's fun. After Hours is really good. And, what else is Childish Gambino released his album?
Yeah, I have not finished it, because I listened to a little bit of it, and I was like playing some TFT, and then I was like, oh, I'm not paying attention, this is childish, I can't do that. I've only gotten around maybe around a little less than half, so like 1/4 or 1/3 of it.
So when we were playing Baconopoly, remember, in the last nights that we're at the house, like, I played the, I guess it's the unrefined, uncut version. So luckily, I mean, this is a lot different because it's more produced and, like, better. But I mean, it's pretty much the same from the uncut. It just has, it's longer, honestly.
Do you know what these numbers mean?
No.
Okay, I was curious if you would know.
I don't know yet. But I know it probably has something to do with, like, I don't know, because, like, the two songs that are named is, like, Algorithm and Time.
Yeah.
So I guess it's, like, a mixture of that. And, like, by the way, bless you.
Thank you.
Time with Ariana Grande is pretty good. That's a good song.
That song is good.
Yeah. Bless you again.
Oh, Lord.
21 Savage is good on the album. I mean, I didn't like 21 Savage and Childish Gambino are, like, really good together. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
it definitely was fun. Did you listen to ADHD by Joyner?
I listened to half of it. I need to get back into it, but that I liked what I listened to.
That intro skit was gnarly.
Yeah.
I really like it. I like, I mean, this is kind of a longer album. A lot of the songs are really, I like the different sounds. It's not like, and Joyner, he's sang before in Along Came Joyner, and is, like, one of his first albums, and I forgot that he could sing. And I mean, he doesn't sing super intensely, but he's also light-skinned, he can sing. But the song that he has with Young Thug called The War, that's my favorite song at the moment, but that's just for the moment.
From what I've listened to, I mean, he put, like, his singles in the front. Well, I guess ADHD is in the bottom, but, like, from what I've listened to, I Love is pretty good. I Love.
Oh, but I Love.
That's where I kind of stopped.
Okay.
And I know this like album's getting a lot of hate, and I don't get why. People are just saying it's like confusing, or it's like it's different, and it's like, well, that's the point, right?
Well, yeah, it's literally titled ADHD.
Yeah, like, have you not listened to Along Came Joyner? Because that one was like huge too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one was pretty long.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, guys, like,
yeah,
you gotta expect that from like Joyner Lucas and all this stuff.
Yeah,
but I like it so far.
There's a lot of like these that have been released, like Isis, mm-hmm. I Love Lotto, Revenge, 10 Bands,
mm-hmm.
Will. There's so much in here that's already been released too. And if you haven't listened to this album, I suggest going to listen or going to watch the music video Will. Mm-hmm. It's a shout out to Will Smith, and it's pretty fun to watch. That's why.
Mm.
But I love a lot of these. I've been stuck on The War and Isis because there's a dance video. There's a dance group called GRV that did a dance, mm-hmm. or not GRV, their junior group Gravy Babies did a dance to Isis,
mm-hmm.
and that dance got first place like everywhere it went. It was so good.
Yeah, and that song is crazy. That song is intense. Yeah. Like,
yeah, and it has Logic.
It does have Logic, but I feel like Logic's features are better than his freaking albums, honestly.
we talked about this so much.
Yeah, when we were moving, we would just talk about, yeah, like, like Logic has one good album. Well, he has like a good mixtape, like discography, but when it comes to his albums, I like one album from the guy. And I don't know, The Incredible True Story. Like, the album's amazing. Under Pressure's okay.
I'm just glad that, like, even though they had their little beef, like, they put good use to making a song together afterwards.
It's, yeah, professionalism, man. Like,
yeah,
you gotta be professional about it. Like,
I know, I think Joyner is great at talking shit, and then like behind closed doors he's really like, I don't really like holding grudges.
Yeah,
you know, I just want to make music, be friends.
Except for Nick Cannon. No one's your friend.
No. But Nick Cannon's like rap career will never die because we talk about it. Everybody will still forever talk about it and bring it up.
No. He needs to stop. He just needs to stop.
Dude, what is it? No. There's no such thing as bad publicity. There you go. Nick Cannon.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I just hope he stops, you know. But yeah. My to-do list right now is All Time Low released an album.
Uh-huh.
And their last one was really garbage. And I hear this one's better, so I need to listen to it. Still waiting for that Dance Gavin Dance to drop. God, every single that's come out is just amazing.
I still got to listen to Dance Gavin Dance because the first album still weirds me out.
Get through it. You're in quarantine right now. You need to listen to all the albums.
Okay.
And
I'll definitely play some TFT. And
there you go.
That's what I've been doing lately is, dude, if I want to watch a movie, I'll just put TFT on my other monitor,
mm-hmm.
and then, or, well, TFT on my main monitor, and then my other monitor I'll put like I'll put music or put a movie on.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I suck at TFT anyway, so I know I'm gonna lose, might as well.
I don't know. It's so much time, and like I feel like the music hasn't slowed down like I thought it was. Like I thought it would, and so now I'm like really overwhelmed by it, and it's just like ugh. But
people are still home studios.
What do we want to do, like, for episodes? Like, what do you want to do?
Like, what do you want
to
do?
Yeah, bro? Like, what do you want to do? Like, I mentioned, like, I wanted to do a listening room on that song.
Oh yeah.
And like, I guess we'll start doing like a genre 101. But like, do you want to do something specific?
I don't know. I want to dive like deep into some artists.
Oh, you want to do more B-sides and stuff?
Well, yeah, I think definitely some where I'm like slightly interested, but I'm like too lazy to go look up the music.
That's my job. I do that.
Dude, that's what I wanted. I definitely want to do some of those. But other than that, I think what we're doing right now is great. So nothing too crazy.
But like, shout out to like everyone listening, because I mean, we already talked about it, but we hit 1K,
which is wild.
Yeah, 1K listeners, which is just crazy. And it's still growing. We're at 1K and 50, so like people are still listening and we appreciate it like 100%. People like to seem to like the lounge when we just talked about random stuff, which, sure, like we can do more random stuff too, I guess.
We just like listening to music.
But this, I know that this will give us the opportunity to probably talk to more people about music, mainly because it's online, and now that we know we can do it, like we can have a lot more people, like, I mean, just random people. It doesn't have to be like someone who's really hardcore into music, just like Kayla. She's a casual, right? We can like bring her in, we can rope her into this. Yeah, and make her talk about like whatever she likes. I don't know what she likes, but
I know what Kayla likes. Kayla likes oldie alternative rock, or and not even that old. We're talking about just like what we came growing up. She just hasn't stopped listening to it. We asked her the other day about like an artist. It was so sad. I think it was another Drake song. She thought Jumpman was by Mr. Jumpman. Mr. Jumpman. And I was like, oh, Kayla, sometimes it's hard being your friend. I need you to widen a little bit.
Oh my lord. But yeah, so I just thought we would have a little
music discussion.
Little powwow about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And what we've slightly been listening to.
Yeah. So
Changes by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, great album. Listen to it.
Or go watch the music videos, because his main choreographer, Nick DeMora, has gathered so many dancers.
Hmm.
Like so many great dancers from the dance community to come and do dance videos for the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super tight just to watch. Like they hit all the beats, and they don't have to worry about like Justin Bieber hitting all the beats while singing.
Mm-hmm.
So go watch the music videos, listen to the album. It's great.
Yeah. And just keep listening to music. I mean, you got nothing better to do, right? Play video games, watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe. And wash your hands. Yeah, wash your hands.
and definitely wash your whole body.
I mean, you should have been already washing your hands, but, you know, wash your hands even more.
And even after everything.
well, thank you guys for listening. If you guys have any other questions, let us know. I'm throwing some stuff around the idea board, like live streaming this or doing something like that. And just doing like a live recording or something. I don't know. But we'll see you next time on the Untitled Mixtape.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Quarantine edition. And yeah. Okay.
Check out the other podcast.
Oh yeah. I can see it's been so long so I forgot what I said. Here, I'll just do the little spiel real quick. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. Shouts out to the Working On It Network. What is it? Oh yeah.
It's been too long.
The EZXP podcast for all your gaming needs. We're definitely going to be back in the saddle and recording soon. The Untitled Mixtape, which is us. We do all the music, bonus commentary for all your in-depth movie podcasts and episodes. If you're into that kind of media, and of course the Chit Show podcast for all pop culture and you know, just shooting the ish. I almost said it again, but Lewis and I just featured on an episode of the Chit Show podcast. It is for mature audiences only. I advise you, if you are under the age of 18, to just know your discretion, you know? And, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can get Lorenzo on one of those soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably very soon.
Very soon, yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.